in it. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know anything but a shrimp.
Shrimp. What about the kind that maybe will make your skin break out? And if you rub, you don't want to get these two kinds of things will cause you.
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other thing like that grows around here? Is that the same as poison oak?
Maybe. I wouldn't be able to even recognize poison ivy. I'd recognize it after it started these little blisters.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the kinds of berries that grow around here?
Would you believe I don't even know what those are called out there on the side of my house? Red and orange.
You have strawberries?
I had strawberries, right. And I had to call the extension service to have somebody come out here to help me know what I had to do to preserve what I had when the house was bought. Mm-hmm. And I have a fig tree, I have a plum tree, I have a peach tree, and a pear tree. And I don't think any of it has yielded to anything since I've been here either.
Oh, that is
all of that, and don't even have one to drop from it. And right. I have a pecan tree. There are two pecan trees in the back.
If you get some if you brush against something and it makes your skin break out, you'll say, well, that vine must have been
poisonous.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, one other kind of tree that's pretty common down south is a large flowering tree, and you have shiny leaves and big white flowers, and maybe you might use it to decorate in weddings.
It's not a maple?
Oh. No, I tell you, it has prickly pods about the size of a cucumber on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I know what is used for that decoration, but I don't know what to call it.
You ever magnolia trees?
Magnolia, that's what I was intending to say then.
these are questions now that'll be
that show my stupidity.
the next thing will be gonna be questions that are more in your realm.
Oh really? Yeah. You can see I'm not a naturist.
Me either. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, well, first I'd better ask
my husband.
And is there anything else that she might call him besides my husband?
My spouse.
My spouse. Mm-hmm. You remember any names that older people might have used there?
As the head of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other half, or
better half, maybe.
Better half. Oh boy, all of them are there. Just terrible terms for me to use.
And the man would say, "Well, I must ask."
As my wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a woman who has lost her husband is a
widow.
Mm-hmm. And
a husband who's lost his wife is a widower.
Widower. If he's just left her, he's not dead, is there any name for
him? He has deserted her.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you mentioned earlier you talked about your father. Is there any other thing that children usually call their father besides father?
Pop.
Pop, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Papa.
Your father's wife is your...
My father's wife is my mother.
Mm-hmm. And what would they usually call their mother? Anything besides mother?
I'll put him there. Put him there.
What names would the children usually call her? Would they call her anything besides mother?
Our parents. Mm-hmm. Mama.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Your father's father is your...
Grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And what do people usually call him? You have any other terms besides grandfather for him?
Granddad.
Oh, yeah.
Granddaddy.